All right. In Jeff Sermon's point, and I can't remember how this all played out, Jeff did not tell me. You were talking about, I think, maybe some religious people riding up on the bicycle to your house, and some of us run to the closet to hide. I've done that. And somebody, and I don't know who it was, there was a young person in the audience, and you said, what do you do, you know? And they said, nothing.
Good time.
So that kind of got me thinking today, and yes, I don't prepare these until the day of, so bear with me. But it did get me thinking about one of the harder things for me as a Christian to do is to talk to folks maybe in the workplace or that we meet out or family members. It's hard to have that dialogue about religious matters that we want to have. I think everybody wants to have that, but we're scared to have that maybe sometimes. I believe that we will give an account of those opportunities that we have to spread the word of God, but maybe sometimes we don't take those opportunities. So it got me thinking maybe why we don't, and maybe that's one of the reasons, maybe we don't prepare ourselves for those conversations ahead of time. And most of the time, maybe we don't have the conversations because it's easier for us to go along to get along, so to speak. Maybe it's easier to not have the conversation than to have the conversation. In these conversations with folks, and I think this is something to always keep in mind, that when we're having the conversations about the church, we need to remember how powerful the tongue is. And James says that the tongue can set us on fire the course of nature. So we need to take those conversations seriously. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So I got to think about this, and thought maybe we'll talk about a few things that I believe can make these conversations easier and more successful. Because I need to work on this, and I need your all's prayers to help me with this, because I struggle with it. Keep that in mind. So the first thing I want to talk about is maybe picking our battles. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30. And like I said, I've got 1, 2, 3, well, about 6 of these just little nuggets that we'll hit that will maybe help us, and there's maybe a verse or two to go along with each one, so just keep your Bibles ready there. Proverbs 3, verse 30. Strive not with a man without a cause, if he has done thee no harm. So maybe pick our battle. Sit down, Thanksgiving's coming up. You just sit down there at Thanksgiving and start hitting old cousin Richie over the head with the Bible. Is that a good thing? Look, have any of you seen that done? Just out of the blue, you know, just start in on somebody. That's not the best thing. There is people out there that argue just to argue, and all of us know people like that. So maybe pick our places, pick a good setting, a quiet place with no distractions, maybe to have those conversations if we can steer somebody in that direction. The second thing is maybe wait before you speak. James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Wherefore, my brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. What if you're at that Thanksgiving table and the family's really ganged up on you? Is it easy to smack back at them, or at a co-worker that really putting you down in front of the other folks there at the table or whatever, it's pretty easy to lose their cool and say something that can make it extremely tough for future discussions about faith. Sometimes maybe we need to take a step back, take a breath or two before we reply in some of those circumstances. Third thing is speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Ephesians 4, 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him all things, which is the head, even Christ. Keep our motives right in these discussions. These discussions are not to show how smart you are or how ignorant somebody else is. This is the business of saving souls, not building you up and tearing others down. So speak the truth in love. Next thing, remember, hurt people hurt people. 1 Peter 4 and verse 8. 1 Peter 4 and verse 8. Above all, keeping love one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. We've all been there. Someone tears into you and you're hurt. What do you want to do? You want to snap back at them. You want to get back at them 10 times harder than they got you. We've got to remember to keep love. Keep loving them no matter what they say or might do to you to hurt you. Remember, hurt people hurt people. All right, agree with your adversary. This is a little bit of a one that you guys might say, nah, I don't believe that or whatever, but it's something to think about. Agree with your adversary. Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. Matthew 5, verse 25. Agree with your adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. These discussions might not, they might not be going the way that you want them to. I've always found, and I spend a lot of my business day negotiating with people over one thing or another. Never biblical in nature, but I do spend a lot of time negotiating. One of the things that they, if you ever went to a class on negotiating with somebody, you always have to find some common ground, something that you both agree in, that you can kind of break the ice and start the conversation onto some other things that maybe you don't always agree upon. But you do need to find something in there that you can agree on and build from that. You've always heard people say, well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree upon that. And that might be where the conversation goes. But you need to try to get, your message out, the Word of God, where you stand on that, and get that out there. Last one, maintain humility. Maintain humility. James chapter 4 and verse 10. James 4 and verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. These conversations will not go well if you come across as arrogant and condescending. So always try to maintain your humility. Proverbs 26:4 says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Remember, it's important that we don't shy away from these opportunities that we have, because we will, I feel, answer for those. And even more importantly than that, that we engage, that we do so prepared, purposely, and thoughtfully. So that's all I have. Thank you for your time.